know God in spirit and in truth. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Know God in spirit and in truth. These are comments. This is a phrase that we have learned from our studies of philosophy, from our studies of religion, from our studies of all of life. And this is a phrase that has tremendous meaning. Now, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to me? Know God in spirit and in truth. To know God in spirit means that I listen to the divine within me, and listening to the divine within me, I act upon what the divine within me reveals to me. I act upon what the divine within me tells me about all that is. Now, the spirit of truth is something that we all feel is pretty far out, pretty difficult for us to get a hold on, to get a handle on it. And we feel that it is spirit. What is spirit? Something that is intangible, something that is beyond our scope of understanding. And as long as we say that, then that's what it's going to be for us. But the moment that we change our thinking and we begin thinking that spirit is something that we can readily know and readily be right now, right here, and as we readily know it and readily are it, then it is great. It is beautiful. It is fantastic. Are you, am I, ready to experience God as spirit? Am I ready to listen within and hear that indwelling beingness in me and know who and what I am? If that is so, then magic miracles take place in my life. If I am ready to just let go and say, all right, so I don't understand what spirit means, so I don't understand how this can be something that's viable in my human physical life, what am I going to do? How am I going to act? How am I going to respond? Well, we learn to respond by being still and listening within. Now, the spirit of truth cannot be known in much chasing after it, because we ignore looking at it. Now, when you have entered a beautiful garden and you walk in among the flowers, you can be crass and you can say, well, this would be a good market. We can sell these here, and this is expensive flowers, and these are cheap flowers, and these are this, and these are that. And we look at the flowers from the commercial point of view, and we are missing the spirit of the flower. If we walk into this garden, the first thing we do is to become still inside of ourselves. We say, oh, I'm entering this magical place, this beautiful garden, filled with lovely flowers, filled with images that will make my heart soar. And then as we listen in silence to what our expectation is, the spirit of the garden invades us, and we become one as the spirit of the garden. And we see all these flowers, glorious and beautiful, each singing indeed their own song, each revealing their own inner awareness. And the garden is so glorious to look at, we do not see one tiny bit of commerciality about it. We don't see how we can make money off it or how it can be a business for us. We've fallen in love with the garden, and the garden falls in love with us, because we have fallen in love with it. Now, the garden is our reflection, true. The garden is our mirror of what's going on in our mind. But the mirror that's coming back to us is the mirror of our inner depth. First, we've cleaned house, and we said, I am a pure being. I listen to the spirit of all. I listen to the spirit of all life. I am pure spirit. And then, as we listen, the garden speaks to us. It reveals to us its wonderful story. It tells us the story of its growth, of its expansion, of the many colors and how they radiate their brilliance, and how these colors come out of a nothingness, but a tiny seed. And a tiny seed is put into the earth and watered and nurtured, and it comes forth. And each one brings forth their seed again and again and again, consistently. A daisy is always a daisy. But sometimes we hybrid these daisy seeds and we inculcate into them some other aspect. And so the daisy becomes a new breed, brand, flow of flowers. And we do this with all in life. Could we, and we can, and we may, return to our original purity and integrity, return to the original glory of the flower, we would see a flower more beautiful than anything we could ever imagine. For the original concept of the flower, the original spirit of the flower, the essence of the flower, the spirit of the flower, is always there. Regardless of how we've hybrided, how we've changed it, how we've brought new aspects into it. And as we return to this original purity and integrity of the flower, we are into the spirit of the flower. We're into the very beingness of the flower, the essence that is its reality. Doing this, the garden now becomes a new picture for us. And we see all of the pure, original purity and integrity flowers. And a few mixes, but basically we see the pure. The mixes are not important to us. They're okay. They're a new concept. But the original purity and integrity is there. And when we look for that, we find the spirit of the flower. We find the spirit of the garden. We find the spirit of all. And know God in spirit. So we are indeed knowing God in spirit in this garden. And at the same time, we're looking inside of ourselves and we are seeing our own original purity and integrity. And with that original purity and integrity, our spirit, we are looking out upon all else. And in that, we know the truth. And the truth is that all is beautiful and good. All is everlasting. The flower may appear to be a momentary expression. It is here today and gone tomorrow. But that is not true. The flower is a concept. And that concept is its truth, is its reality. When you say flower, you don't think of it being gone, or you don't think of it becoming. You think of it being fulfilled. When you think spirit, you don't think of it becoming or being revealed. You think of it being. It exists. Pure, wonderful, unsullied in any way, magnificent. And this is how we know God in spirit and in truth. We know the original concept. And the more we train ourselves to live in this original concept, I surely do this every single moment of every day. I train myself to live in the original concept of whatever it is that comes to my attention. I see a star and I think of the original concept star. I think of the sky and its clouds, and I think of the original concept of sky, the original concept of clouds. I think of people, individuals, and I think of the original concept of an individual. I think of the original concept of a group of people. Going always back to the foundation, back to the principle, back to the original concept, we will always live in spirit and in truth. We will always know God in spirit and in truth. And knowing God in spirit and truth, we know all. And knowing all, our life is fulfilled and beautiful, resolute in every possible way. And it is good and very good. Join me in knowing God in spirit and in truth, and truly knowing all that there is to know. It's a wonderful life living in this oneness. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.